And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith. No one can prove that global warming is behind what's happening in the Northern Hemisphere right now, but there's no doubt about it. It's hot. And the heat may be the cause for increasing heat amongst the humans on this planet, as things generally keep getting hotter and hotter. Today, we deliver a special State of the Planet report, and then visit the world-famous San Diego Zoo, which just opened its most ambitious new exhibit, called Monkey Walk. It's all coming up when your Voice of the Earth continues following this short break here on the Wild Side News. Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith. There's a good chance that as you listen to today's show, you're one of the millions around the world who are saying, it's hot, it's really hot. It is hot. Here in San Diego, along the coast, I'm actually uncomfortable, perhaps for the first time in the over 6 years I've lived here. And when I hear my friends in other parts of the country, well, a bit north of San Diego, today the nation's record temperature was set by Bakersfield, California, which reached 128 degrees. And when I hear that it's in the 90s in New Hampshire and Washington State, with their mega humidities and generally in the 90s in almost every crevasse of the U.S., it may just be that all this talk of the Earth slowly warming is a bag of hooey. It's warming up really fast. But then no one can prove this is anything but a warm spell. But the temperatures are hot everywhere. Europe has got the same thing going on. The Greeks are experiencing their own slow roasting as they suffer through 90-plus degree temperatures. They are concerned about a general failure of their electric grid. So today, since it's pretty miserable no matter where you are, I thought it appropriate to just go ahead and give us my version of a State of the World report. That will happen in our first segment, and then in segments 2 and 3, we visit the newest and most elaborate exhibit at the San Diego Zoo. 4 years in the making, Monkey Trails is a significant advance in animal exhibition, making some pretty bold attempts at recreating a living environment for the animals in a zoo setting. That's coming up. So now, an expanded news as the Wild Side News brings you its latest State of the World report. Today, the sun rises at 5:06 a.m. and sets at 7:06 p.m. Today is exactly 14 hours long. According to the mainstream media, this is what's happening in the world today. Hurricane Emily has landed along areas of the Gulf Coast. Set at a Force 3 storm, Emily is whipping everything in its path with 125-plus winds. People in low-lying areas are fleeing for safety and boarding up their homes and businesses. Meanwhile, the storm is setting off another round of anxiety in the oil markets as they watch to see the effects the storm will have on Gulf oil production, which provides 30% of U.S. oil. The one positive story coming from that part of the world is that the previous storm, Hurricane Dennis, that invaded the Gulf's coastal waters, actually helped to fix an ailing artificial reef. The Spiegel Grove was intentionally sunk in 2002 to create an artificial underwater reef, but things did not go so well for the project. As the boat sank, it turned upside down and got stuck in that position, with part of the bow sticking up above the waters. Attempts to properly sink the boat managed to get the 512-foot vessel on its side, but it wasn't until last week's Hurricane Dennis that the force of the hurricane flipped the ship one more time, this time getting it upright, at which point it sank to the bottom, where it is now quickly becoming the home to millions of sea urchins, fish, and a whole new ecosystem. All across the United States and throughout Europe as well, a full-fledged heat wave is setting records, with the entire U.S. suffering 80, 90, and 100-plus temperatures
fears are mounting that summer of blackouts may be brewing. And of course, there are some who may be wondering if this may not actually be another indication of global warming. The heat is spawning hundreds of wildfires in many of the western states. California, New Mexico, and Arizona, as usual, are being particularly hard hit. Meanwhile, in the nation's capital, the president announced his nomination to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of Sandra Day O'Connor, Judge John Roberts. And Scott McClellan continued to refuse to answer any questions concerning whether Karl Rove was the source for the leaking of Valerie Plame's identity as a CIA operative in retaliation for her husband's writing an article in which he challenged the validity of the claim that Saddam Hussein was secretly buying uranium from Algeria. And in Iraq, the story gets more complex as the president of Iraq signed a mutual defense treaty with Iran as suicide bombings accelerate. In London, investigations continue as four Palestinian young men are identified as suicide bombers. Back in the nation's capital, the lacrosse team have created quite a flip-flap when they wore flip-flops to a White House photo op with the president. Meanwhile, as the fight over evolution continues to evolve in the nation's schools, evolution in reality just keeps on evolving. Let me explain. In a most bizarre example of how natural selection can change the genetic makeup of a population, Asian elephants in China, prized and therefore poached for their massive ivory tusks, are being born increasingly with no tusks at all, as males with smaller or no tusks are more likely to survive than males with large tusks. Tusk size is genetically determined, so through time, the smaller tusk or no tusk animals are increasing their place in the overall population. It's truly amazing to see how quickly such a genetic change can occur in an animal population. Similar changes in elephant tusk development are being reported in Africa and India. And again in China, people there take their environmental challenges very seriously. As a matter of fact, public protest against environmental polluters is increasing with the increasing number of serious demonstrations occurring in China. In Xinjiang, which lies 180 miles south of Shanghai, angry residents are conducting a very serious public protest demanding that a chemical plant be closed. Following an explosion that killed one worker, complaints about serious health problems, and reports that farmers can no longer grow crops, residents are clashing with hundreds of Chinese officers. Last year, China reported 74,000 mass protests in China, up from 10,000 a decade ago. As China moves into the global marketplace, the rapid expansion of the industrial sector is hitting many Chinese communities hard. And the Chinese, unlike their American environmental activists, are not content to settle these matters with lawyers. The incidence of rioting against government authority is being assisted by cell phones and the internet. When authorities posted an announcement that the chemical plant would resume production at the plant the next day and warned that an explosion could take place at the plant if certain processes begun a week ago were not completed, villagers refused to return, demanded a security deposit of $2 million. Each day, the villages massed by the thousands outside the factory gates, destroying guard stations and pelting the windows and walls with rocks. The factory remains closed. Word is spreading in China amongst citizens affected by chemical and pharmaceutical plant pollution. A similar uprising occurred in Dongyang, about 50 miles from Xinjiang, this last spring, in which over 10,000 residents effectively routed police in a riot over pollution. That's 10,000 residents. Although word of such incidents is effectively quashed by the Chinese media, word is spreading that determined citizens acting in mass can force authorities to take notice, even in China. As one young 20-year-old man stated, "As for the Dongyang riot, everyone knows about it. Six policemen were killed and the chief had the tendons in his arms and legs severed. Perhaps they went too far, but we must be treated as human beings. Meanwhile, in the Gaza Strip, a complex standoff between Israeli troops and Israeli nationals is creating yet another piece of evidence that the planet is getting ever more complex. Old beliefs and dynamics are eroding. Power is shifting. Old power is being challenged by the driving force of diversity, of people standing against power and willing to stand as people against traditional and historical power. What has this got to do with nature? My guess is more than we can say. Except to say that people, animals, ecosystems, and communities of all sorts are beginning to crack under the strain of this globalizing economic model of social control. So much of what is going wrong with the planet is being driven by an ancient old system of power based on economics, and it just may be that that system has exceeded its power to control this planet. What is the answer? It lies way beyond the few minutes remaining in this segment, and in truth, it lies beyond even the grasp of almost anyone to comprehend, but it is just a matter of time before the gilded god of greed and greenbacks and gold gives way to a human and living-centered new system of society, or it does not. Long ago, environmental writers were trying to get us to realize limits. Limits to growth, limits to consumption, limits to resources. We are now facing the consequences of the denial of such. And the struggles will be many and diverse. Perhaps the vision of a one-world economic order may have to come about through a bottom-up approach rather than the top-down drama run by the grand global guardians. When we take a deep breath and look at what is really happening on this earth, it is a struggle of people and cultures to hold on to their beliefs and their ways. And perhaps this diversity is what the earth is really best able to accommodate. Must Muslims really love McDonald's? Should they want swapping housewives on their TV and laugh stupidly at its incomprehensibly irreverent irrelevancy? Do they, or the Chinese citizen, or the American wanting a return to true American values, have to give in to the homogenization of wonder? It is all interconnected, and the answers will take time to develop. As they do, you will hear about them here on your Voice of the Earth, the Wild Side News. And to celebrate that diversity, we turn our attention next to one of the world's most obvious and powerful expressions of love for the wild things. So we're heading to the zoo. It's a whole new world of wonder when we return here on the Wild Side News.